This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we are back on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? I'll tell you what, just a few hours till Senator Ted Cruz has a big rally in St. Paul. How about that? Senator Ted Cruz in St. Paul, Minnesota, folks. Things are coming around. It's nice to know the other end of Minnesota has some conservatives over there. And coming off the heels of a debate this week, joins us on What's on Your Mind to talk about that. Senator, welcome to the program. How are you?
Scott, thank you very much. It's great to be with you. I'm doing great.
So the show's called What's on Your Mind, so let's start there. What's on your mind? That big debate this week or what?
Well, it was, I think, a terrific debate. I think we started to see some real separation between the candidates. And I think the central issue that Americans were looking for is who is prepared to be commander-in-chief, who has the experience, who has the judgment, who has the clarity, who can we trust to identify our enemy and to do what it takes to utterly defeat ISIS, to destroy radical Islamic terrorism, and to keep this country safe. And I think one of the reasons why our campaign is seeing so much enthusiasm, so much support, so many conservatives uniting behind it, is because we are looking for someone who will be a strong commander-in-chief that we can trust.
So the narrative that the media is writing about it was that it was a bit of a battle between you and Senator Rubio and a bit of a sort of, alliance forming with you and Donald Trump. Fair or unfair? What would you say about that description of the debate?
Oh, well, the media always wants to turn things into a food fight. And so the Washington establishment, there's nothing they would like more than seeing Donald Trump and me battling it out in a cage match. And I'm not interested in giving them what they want. I'm sorry to disappoint them. I like Donald Trump. I am glad he's running. I do not believe Donald is going to be the president. But he has excited a whole lot of people, and I want every one of Donald Trump's supporters to remain energized and to show up and vote in November 2016. That's how we're going to beat Hillary Clinton and win the general election. And so my focus, rather than doing what the media wants, which is taking a 2x4 and insulting Donald and engaging in the fight, my focus is continuing to look at my positive, optimistic, conservative vision for how we turn this country around, how we bring back jobs and growth and opportunity, how we repeal Obamacare, adopt a flat tax, how we defend our constitutional rights, and how we restore America's leadership in the world. And the thing, Scott, that's so encouraging is every day we're seeing conservatives uniting behind our campaign. We're seeing conservatives in Minnesota uniting. We're seeing conservatives in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina and Nevada uniting. We're seeing all across the country conservatives coming together. And if conservatives united, working men and women who want to believe again in the promise of America, if we stand together, that's how we turn the country around.
All right, we have a bunch of questions from our audience that have come in. We want to get to those because I know your time is short. I just want to ask you real quickly, is there anything that needs to be cleared up on this whole battle between you and Senator Rubio on immigration? I know the Fox News panel last night, in the interview you did there, is saying, wait a minute, he's saying one thing in 2013 and another thing now, and was he for it, was he not for it? What's going on there?
It's a lot of silliness. The Rubio campaign is trying very hard to muddy the waters. The truth is abundantly clear. In 2013, it was, as Reagan put it, a time for choosing. And every one of us had the opportunity to decide on which side of the line we stand. Marco Rubio, unfortunately, chose to stand with Barack Obama and Chuck Schumer and the big money Washington establishment in pushing a massive amnesty bill. That was wrong, and it was directly contrary to the promises that he had made to the men and women in Florida who'd elected him. On the other side, I chose to stand with Jeff Sessions and Steve King and with the American people and to honor the commitments that I made to the men and women who elected me and to lead the fight against amnesty, to lead the fight to secure the border. And I'm proud to say that conservatives across this country rose up and we killed the Rubio Schumer amnesty plan. Now, Scott, two things were very important in this week's debate. One is, for the very first time ever, Senator Rubio, in five debates, was forced to admit not only that he had for a long time supported President Obama and Chuck Schumer's amnesty plan, but that he still today, even as a presidential candidate, supports citizenship an amnesty for millions of people here illegally. I very much disagree with him on that. I think that is wrong. It's inconsistent with the rule of law. And as president, I will not allow it to happen. But secondly, we also had a discussion about the serious damage to our national security that the Rubio-Schumer bill represented. And in particular, that bill would have given Barack Obama blanket authority to admit Syrian refugees without requiring any meaningful background checks. Now, that is profoundly dangerous. Border security is national security, and you cannot keep this country safe if you are not willing to defend it, because the front line in ISIS is not just Syria and Iraq. It is Kennedy Airport and the Rio Grande. And if I am elected president, I will secure the border. And we will end illegal immigration.
And you never wanted that bill to pass. You never said you wanted that bill to pass.
Not only did I not want the bill to pass, I led the fight to defeat it and successfully defeated it. And so, it's an interesting dynamic. Rubio's political team, I think in 2013, they thought amnesty was really beneficial because the big money donors in the Republican Party wanted it. In 2015, they realize it's a political liability, and so they're trying to muddy the waters. And it's not working. You know, their comparison, it's like saying the fireman and the arsonist both have the same position because they're both at the scene of the fire. It's true. We were both involved in the fight over amnesty. He was fighting, standing next to Chuck Schumer to pass it. I was fighting, standing next to Jeff Sessions and Steve King of the American people to kill it.
Got it.
And thankfully, the American people won that.
All right. We have a lot of listeners in North Dakota, callers regularly from South Dakota, Minnesota as well, and we appreciate all of them. But we have one North Dakota caller who's asking about energy, and I'm sure obviously you know about this great energy renaissance going on in North Dakota. He's specifically asking what you would do to allow more drilling on federal land.
Open it up, and that's one of the things that I intend to do as president, is open up drilling on federal land, approve the Keystone Pipeline, approve crude oil exports, expedite the export of liquid natural gas, really unleash the American energy renaissance. In Congress, I've introduced legislation that is called the American Energy Renaissance Act. It's the most aggressive, comprehensive energy legislation to remove the federal barriers to developing our incredible energy resources, which will enable us to produce millions of high-paying jobs from the private sector. The federal government's standing in the way. But, you know, Scott, one bit of good news. We all know that President Obama has egregiously abused his executive power. The silver lining is that everything done with executive power can be undone with executive power. And I have pledged on day one of my presidency to rescind every single illegal and unconstitutional executive action. We are going to bring back incredible economic growth to this country.
All right, let's go to a Minnesota call. Go ahead and roll that one, Rev.
Kind of a Ted Cruz fan. My question is, given his background, Harvard and so on and so forth, and his wife's background with Goldman Sachs, how do we know that we're not really dealing with the establishment rhino as we have in the past? That's my question. My name is Steve Subdi. I'm from Greenbush, Minnesota.
Well, Steve, I appreciate that question. I think that's exactly the right question to ask. Every one of us, we're tired of being lied to. We've been lied to too many times, and so we need to ask every politician, don't tell me, show me. You know, I got to say, the best way to know who someone is, you know, what the scripture tells us, is you shall know them by their fruits. It is true. I did go to Princeton and Harvard Law School, and it's, you know, my father referred to my time up there as missionary work. And I think it's fair to say both of those institutions are thoroughly disappointed that I didn't learn what they wanted me to learn, which was to be a weak-headed lefty. And the simple question, how do we know if this guy's a member of the establishment, is for my entire adult life, I have been leading the fight to defend constitutional rights, the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and our freedom. So, for example, the fight over Obamacare. The Washington establishment wanted to give in to Barack Obama on Obamacare. I stood with millions of Americans leading the fight against Obamacare. On amnesty, the Washington establishment wanted to agree with Barack Obama on executive amnesty, on granting amnesty to millions of people here illegally. I led the fight standing with the American people to kill amnesty. On Planned Parenthood, the Washington establishment wanted to continue taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. I led the fight to end taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. The Iranian nuclear deal, the most catastrophic national security threat facing America. I have led the fight to kill the Iranian nuclear deal. The reality is simple. If you want to know who the Washington establishment fears, they will tell you that there is a reason. I've joked that I need a food taster in the Senate dining room. And actually, what I would mention to the caller, if they want to learn more, this summer I wrote a book. It's called A Time for Truth, A Time for Truth. You can get it on Amazon. I would encourage the caller to read the book because it details the fights that I have led in the Senate, and it details how the establishment comes after you and tries to punish you. And we need a leader now who has a proven record of standing up to the Washington cartel, not just a candidate who says on the campaign trail, I'm going to stand up to Washington, but who has done it over and over and over again. And of the nine men and women standing on that debate stage, I'm the only one that has a proven record of standing up to the Washington establishment, both Democrats and leaders in the Republican Party, over and over and over again. And I will do the exact same thing as president. I will honor my promises and commitments to the people.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Happy New Year, one and all, and thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And you know what? It's a new year, so it's a good time to say thank you for spending your year with us in 2015 and looking ahead here in 2016 as well. We really appreciate the fact that you are in this vast audience known as the What's On Your Mind family. Tune in the radio in, whether that be live every weekday from 9 to 11 Central, 8 to 10 Mountain, wherever you're listening. Some of our friends in Montana and parts of North Dakota are obviously listening in Mountain Time and the rest of Central Time. We appreciate that. We're also replayed 7 to 9 Central Time on 550 Cape Fire most evenings. And there's not high school sports. And, of course, online anytime at whatsonyourmindradio.com with a podcast. You can download them to your smartphone and take them with you. You also can listen to iHeartRadio. Another way to listen to us, wherever you are. So we appreciate that very much. Flagship is 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. AM 1100 The Flag. The patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Booming to western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. KLTC 1460 Radio in Dickinson, right there on the western edge. As well as KTGO 1090 Radio in Tioga. Right before Rush. On KTGO, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100. So, that's where you know where to find us. We appreciate it very much. We also thank our fine sponsors, because without them, we couldn't do this day in and day out. And that includes our friends from MyPillow. We get mail from MyPillow owners. And they say, you know, I listen, and I heard what you were saying, but boy, oh boy. Not until I own one did I really understand. What an incredible deal you're offering. What an incredible product you're offering. People tell us they're in a better mood. Well, you think about it. Getting enough sleep doesn't exactly guarantee a sunny disposition, but you probably notice when you're exhausted, you're more likely to be a little cranky. So I get that. That makes sense to me. Somebody say, I'm in a better mood. Getting enough sleep can help you maintain your weight. And by the way, sleep loss goes with an increased risk of weight gain. And it's a behavioral thing. The experts tell you this. I don't know. If you're overtired, you might be less likely to have the energy to go for that jog or cook a healthy dinner after work. And it's part of it is psychological as well, because there's a hormone known as leptin that plays a key role in making you feel full. When you don't get enough sleep, leptin levels drop. Result, people who are tired are more hungry. I didn't know that, but that's what the experts say. And then they crave high-fat, high-calorie foods, specifically. So, you know, clear thinking, better memory, stronger immunity. Bottom line, the most important thing to your health is your sleep. And I believe, because it happens with me, the most important thing to me is to my sleep is my pillow. Which then connects to better health. I sleep better with my pillow. It's one of the reasons I burn it a lot. So, if you would like a great deal, and that's the two-for-one deal on the original Classic Pillows, call 800-506-9028, special number for our listeners, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. We have some more of our very special conversation with Senator Ted Cruz, as well as Kevin Williamson, National Review Online, zeroing in on the Trump record. He's saying, look, he's not a conservative, and here's why. Once you hear that program, because 2016 will be a big year for picking a new president. We'll do more of that in just a moment as well on the program today. One other quick note, we are headed to the Twin Cities next month. Flag Family, What's on Your Mind Radio Network, Minnesota Wild Trip, February 28th, 2 p.m., Sunday, the Wild play the Florida Panthers. So for $229 a person, you get a premium seat in the double attack zone and a stress-free bus trip. Thanks to Dave Noah, Remax Legacy Realty. And down to the Twin Cities. To pick the central location, so the bus will load 6:45 a.m. from Stanley High School in Fargo. Depart at 7 a.m. sharp. And get in the Twin Cities plenty of time to sit back, relax, and enjoy. You want to go, 855-200-1776, extension 3. Ask for Marie. Back to the program. Let's get one more call in here for Senator Cruz. This one's
Hi, this is Brian Bierold calling from Fargo. I have a question for Senator Cruz. Current events, discussions, and talking point campaigns are not allowing us to learn of the real core beliefs of the candidates for president. My question for you, Senator, is fairly simple, but the answer should be specific and detailed, and one that you should spend some time speaking to every single day for the next 9 to 12 months. The question is this. How can less government regulation on business and a simplified tax code help to employ more people and at the same time help stop some of the gang-related, drug-related murders that are happening every day in our poorest communities?
Well, Brian, thank you for that question. It is a terrific question, and it is very much the heart of what I'm running on. I'm running to do three big things. Number one, bring back jobs and economic growth and opportunity. Number two, to defend our constitutional rights. And number three, to restore America's leadership in the world. You asked about number one, jobs and economic growth and opportunity. The key to economic growth, history teaches, is tax reform and regulatory reform. Every time we've reduced the burdens from Washington on small businesses, on job creators, we've seen incredible economic growth. We saw that in the 1920s with Calvin Coolidge. We saw it in the 1960s with JFK. We saw it in the 1980s with Ronald Reagan. I'm running on a simple flat tax, 10%, a flat tax that every American can fill out their taxes on a postcard, and we can abolish the IRS. And you can get all the details of my tax plan on the website, tedcruz.org, tedcruz.org. And I'm running on regulatory reform, pulling back the alphabet soup of federal agencies, the locusts that have descended on small businesses and are killing jobs. And the most important regulatory reform is repealing every word of Obamacare. If I am elected president, mark my words, we will repeal Obamacare. You know, one of the things Brian asked about is he talked about the impact of taxes and overregulation on minority communities in the inner city. Just a few weeks ago, I chaired a hearing in the United States Senate on exactly that question, on the fact that the people who are hurt the most by overregulation are the most vulnerable. It's young people. It's Hispanics. It's African Americans. It's single moms. We heard from examples, for example, from a woman who testified named Sabina Loving, an African American woman from the South Side of Chicago. She started a small tax preparation business, and the IRS issued an illegal rule trying to force all tax preparers to be licensed by the IRS. Would have cost her thousands and thousands of dollars, driven her out of business. Now, Ms. Loving stood up and actually sued the Obama IRS and won. They struck down the rule and said it was an illegal rule. But it's a powerful illustration that we need to be fighting for the most vulnerable. You know, I try to look at every issue from the perspective of my dad. My dad, in 1957, fled Cuba, came to America with nothing. He'd been in prison. He'd been tortured. He was 18 and had $100 in his underwear. He couldn't speak English. And he washed dishes making 50 cents an hour. And I think we need to be fighting for policies every day that make it easier for people like my dad, teenage kids washing dishes, to achieve the American dream. That is why I am running for president, is because far too many people feel the American dream is slipping away. We can bring it back if we get back to the principles that built America.
I'll tell you what, Senator, we'll have you back because we have way more questions than we had time for. And you know what? You'd love them because it's not the talking points. It's not the current event cycle that all the rest of the media are talking about. These are folks that say, hey, I want to know more about his faith. I want to know about his Supreme Court selections or, you know, what do you do on Obamacare day one? There's just great questions that I know you'd enjoy, and we'll have you back to do more of that. But appreciate you taking time today on a very busy day to chat with us.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to being with you again soon.
All right, take care, Senator.
Tonight.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Our mission is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries and deaths at work. It's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace. It's about things you're doing at home. Hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. These statistics, they may talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person, and that's what it's all about. Every single one of those deaths, it's a person, and it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day. And that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
For more safety tips, training, and information, visit ndsc.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to a very special holiday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon, your humble host. It's special because today is an encore edition. Our conversation with Senator Ted Cruz, as well as our talk radio town hall last hour with Senator John Hoeven, and a conversation with Kevin Williamson of National Review Online. He has the case against Trump. He's not a Trump fan, and National Review, of course, an iconic conservative chronicle, really making the case that Trump is not a conservative. So some of you like this, some of you will not like it, but we like giving you the facts and a chance for you to hear that. So looking forward to you hearing that. By the way, you know, we're here every weekday, 2 hours live, 2 hours replayed sometimes on many of the stations you're listening to. But we take your calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So something you hear today, any day, maybe there's a guest you want on the program, a suggestion, a disagreement, something you like, something you don't like, whatever. We're here for you, 855-200-1776. It's our telephone number, 855-200-1776. You press 1 and leave us a message, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our office line is 3, so if you want to get a message, hey, Scott, have you seen this article? Hey, have you read this book? You can press 3. And that gets to our office. Either one of those get to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So just remember that, 855-200-1776. Brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache. Is 2016 the year you make the move up to a High Plains Apache sprayer? 2016s are in already. Come on in and check them out. There's some great low-interest financing on them. Some deep discounts down to 2015s. They occasionally have the used models as well. They have the ET Ag Center, which means 50,000 sprayer parts. What do you need? Spray tip, a pump, a hose, a fitting, a valve? They've got it. Not only for Apache, but any brand. They do application training, too. You know where the Bonanza is? In Mandan? Well, then you can't miss it, because they're across the road from Bonanza. 1701 East Side Court. If you know where I-29 is, take exit 60 south of Fargo. The first, kind of the last Fargo exit. But it's actually Frontier. Or online anytime, 24/7 at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. So, coming up, some more of our interview with Kevin Williamson. Hope you enjoyed the Ted Cruz interview. Who else would you like interviewed, by the way? There's another reason to call our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. I'm dead serious about this, folks. Honestly, the most fun I can have behind this microphone is talking to you. There's no guest, no politician, no pundit that trumps the wisdom of the good folks from North Dakota. They're everywhere. They really are. So don't underestimate that. We really appreciate you very much. We do. And so that's my favorite part. So if I can't talk to you, our finalist, then I don't mind talking to guests if you want to hear from. Who are they? tell us. Happy to do it. Okay? 855-200-1776, extension 1. Well, I do like talking to the folks from Hedolls, too. Detroit Lakes, Minnesota has a Hedolls location. Wayne Scarry's out there. And he's been there 12, 13 years. Been in the auto parts business since the mid-70s. And likes it. He really likes it. He likes taking care of the customers. Parts, a big part of their business. They take care of a lot of auto body, you know, supply needs. Paint, glass, windshields. Supply the majority of the paint products to the body shops in the Detroit Lakes area is used. I asked him, what do customers like about Hedolls? Wayne tells me, you know, the thing I hear the most, when they talk to our people, they know they're talking to someone that understands their needs. I hear people go to other stores, they have younger folks working in them. A guy came in the other day, needed an interior door handle. And at the other store, the young man didn't even know what he was talking about. Think about that. And, of course, the business is changing. I mean, they still deal with vehicles, Model A's, Model T's. But now dealing with all the technology in vehicles, and they do it all. They do it well. Hedolls has it. Folks like Wayne Scarry and also all the good team members at Hedolls, Montana location, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to the show. What's on your mind?
Our next guest is National Review's roving correspondent. So he covers everything from, you know, the intricacies of Swiss political culture to marijuana legislation in California, poverty in Timbuktu, a native of Lubbock, Texas. Began his journalism career at the Bombay-based Indian Express newspaper group. Spent 15 years as an editor there and has worked all over the globe, Politico to the New York Post and every place in between. He also wrote a great book that is called The Politically Incorrect Guide to Socialism. That's a dandy. And a few others as well. He is a Pulliam Fellow at the Hillsdale College. I know a lot of our listeners love that as well. And he's written a new book called The Case Against Donald Trump. Yeah, that'll get you thinking. Kevin Williamson joins us on What's On Your Mind. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Please say hi to Jay Nordlinger around the water cooler the next time you get a chance. He's a good friend of mine, and I haven't talked to him for a while, but fellow author.
Going to have lunch with him in about an hour.
Are you? Would you say Scott Helen says hi?
I will do.
Yeah, and ask him when he's coming to North Dakota. We can ask you the same thing, as a matter of fact. Kevin, when are you coming to North Dakota?
I've been there, but I should probably get back sometime soon.
What did you come out to North Dakota for?
Oh, I like driving around the country. I've been to every state except for Hawaii now.
I love it. Well, tell Jay you'll drive him. That'll be a good thing. But he actually, we did an interview one time, and I invited him out and said I'd give him a tour. And he took me up on it. We took him all through the Bakken, so it was a pretty good time. But anyway, I want to talk about your book, The Case Against Donald Trump. Obviously, is a title that grabs some attention right away. Is it not being made right now by the other candidates, by the media? Do you feel that there is a need to make a case against Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think that there is. And in short, the question I'd always put out was this, is imagine you have a very successful business person who inherited a vast family fortune largely based on real estate, became a sort of tabloid celebrity for a while because of a sex scandal, parlayed that into a reality television show career, which was further parlayed into some very profitable merchandising deals. Tell me why Paris Hilton should be president of the United States.
Well, you had me going there for a while, yeah. And you're saying Donald Trump is the female, or excuse me, the male of Paris Hilton? Is that what you're? Is that the moral of that
story? Well, if you take the Marla Maples thing instead of the sex tape, yeah, they've had essentially the same career. If anything, she seems to be on path to be slightly better at it. Her merchandising deals are doing pretty good. Trump, of course, is getting fired by Macy's and other sorts of people who no longer want to be associated with that name. So, there's not much of a good case to be made for Trump, I don't think. I don't think I've heard too many people make it. And the case against him, of course, is that the presidency isn't a starting-level job. He's a basically dishonest and dishonorable person. And he so far has not really managed to spell out in any kind of detail any sort of convincing policy position about any issue of public concern. This is a guy who's been in the public spotlight since I was in elementary school, and I'm a guy in my 40s. You know, he's had decades in the public eye, and he's had all of those years to become a leader, a spokesman on some issue of public importance. importance, but he's never lifted so much as a pinky finger in the service of anything other than his own celebrity and his own financial interests. And I just don't think that makes one a very likely president.
So, and by the way, questions or comments are welcome. We have a lot of Donald Trump fans in our audience. I said the other day, if I had a poll, for instance, guess at a poll of the callers, I'd say 70-30 in Trump's favor.
Yeah, maybe.
From our audience, which is a conservative audience. I mean, they are not a liberal bunch. Now that so again, that's my own audience here that I talk to.
Well, celebrity is a very, very powerful thing, and it's very difficult to resist celebrity, I think, for a lot of people. And Trump is a very, very famous guy.
But I want to say, sorry to interrupt you, Kevin, I'll let you finish, but I just want listeners to know, anything you disagree with here or want to talk with Kevin about, look, it's fair game. Give us a call, and sure. We're happy to have a conversation here. This wasn't a half hour designed to bash Donald Trump. It was to let you know that there is a iconic, respected conservative chronicle known as the National Review that has an individual that has done some research here that ought to be part of the equation. I don't hate any of these candidates. I don't hate anybody. I think we all need to spend some time learning a little bit more about them. And Donald Trump has a rocket at the top. So it's worth, I guess, doing a little vetting here. So 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. But anyway, go ahead and finish your thought, Kevin. Sorry.
Oh, and of course, the other thing, and this is really the fault of the Republican Party, is that people really care very deeply about the issue of immigration, particularly illegal immigration. The Republicans have been afraid to touch that issue for a number of reasons, and it's enormously important to people. And, of course, Trump has picked that up, which is what has given him, I think, some standing with a lot of people who are otherwise conservatives who are voting for this guy or supporting this guy, who's a lifelong supporter of Charles Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, the woman against whom he presumably would be running, a guy who is pro-abortion, who's in favor of gun confiscation, who's in favor of enormous redistribution through taxes and these sorts of things, or at least he has been over the course of his history. He changes his mind about things every 7 minutes. But the Republicans' refusal to deal seriously with the question of immigration has left the field wide open for irresponsible people to do that, and Trump is one of those irresponsible people.
You know what's amazing to me is watching him, and I would ask our listeners, whether you like him or not, tonight, if he gets asked, for instance, Kevin, ask me a question you think he'll get tonight. Just pick something off the top of the your head.
What should we do about our financial relationship with China?
Here's what you got to know about China. I have a wonderful, I mean wonderful, relationship with Carl Icahn. Carl Icahn's going to go there. He's going to be a killer. He's going to be incredible. You need to just put him in a spot. And look, get out of the way. I'm telling you, I've done this. I've made a lot of money. I'm here to tell you, I've made a lot of money. A lot of money, okay? And I have a wonderful guy in Carl Icahn. He's going to go take on China. Now, I think I said wonderful 5 times. I said, he repeats kind of the same stuff, and I often honestly get down and go, he didn't say anything.
No, he doesn't. I mean, his sort of whole argument is, well, trust me. His argument is, well, I'm good at this sort of thing, so you should just trust me. Never mind that I don't have any sort of real policy ideas. Never mind that I don't have any real experience on this sort of thing. You should just trust me. And I think that leaves it, open to fair questions about whether you should trust Donald Trump. Would his ex-wives trust him? Would the business partners that he shorted, the creditors that he screwed over the years, trust him? I'm not sure that's really the case. This is a guy whose main organizing principle in life seems to have been fairly narrow self-interest.
His kids seem to like him and work closely with him. I mean, I don't know that you need to do a character assassination against the guy, but
I think character really comes into play when someone's entire argument isn't here policy X, policy Y, policy Z. This is what I believe. When his entire campaign is about me as a person, because I'm such an awesome guy, you need to put me in this job. I think it's fair to ask what kind of man he really is.
Yeah, although I don't ever hear him saying I'm an awesome person. I hear him say, I am awesome. I mean, the guy's got a giant ego. I'm not saying that, but here's what I'll do when I've made a lot of money. Rather than, I'm just talking about, the human person part of it. Anyway, hang tight, Kev. Let's continue this conversation and get into some policy concerns you have that are, sort of 1, 2, 3 when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Council Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
How will you ring in 2016? Plan for a super relaxing New Year's Eve celebration at Chase on the Lake on the beautiful shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Ring in 2016 with this perfect package at Chase on the Lake. Stay anytime between December 30th and January 2nd and get in on a classic package that includes lodging and a New Year's celebration kit complete with champagne, two souvenir glasses, party favors, and more. New Year's Eve entertainment with the Jason Paulson Band. All that starting at just $329 for a two-night package. Lodging, activities going on every day, all week long, and the New Year's celebration kit of champagne, souvenir champagne glasses, and party favors, too. Go to chaseonthelake.com to see this incredible resort. Chaseonthelake.com. Or to find out more information about the New Year's celebration package. Or call 888-CHASE-06. That number one more time, 888-CHASE-06 at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Happy New Year, folks. That's right. Happy New Year. Glad you're listening. Looking forward to a great 2016 special encore edition on this New Year's Day of What's On Your Mind. Sit back, relax, enjoy the final few minutes, and we'll see you again on the next What's On Your Mind Monday. You hear me talking about how Heedalls has it, right? And you instantly think, yeah, exactly what I'm looking for. Heedalls has that part, as they always do. Well, they also have great people. Folks like Eric Monegoski. He's in Bismarck, actually. And isn't that a great name? Polish-German. I love it. Grew up in Mandan, and his grandparents emigrated from Poland. So grandfather came from Michigan. Grandmother lived here, and really kind of cool. I love the story. And anyway, he loves working at Heedalls. He does. He talks about taking care of customers on the phone, all over North Dakota within a 100-mile radius, to come in the front door, that do the ordering.
He keeps the inventory straight, a smile on his face. And he's new. I mean, so many of the folks at Hedol has been there decades. You know, we've talked to 30 and 40 years employees. This guy's been there less than a year and absolutely loves us. Did he ever get stumped? He said, well, some of the older stuff comes in. I have a hard time finding, well, like a Model T or what? He said, well, not that bad. But a guy came in with a 49 Chevy this morning looking for the points and condensers for it. So pretty darn cool. First car, by the way, an 88 Pontiac Sunfire hatchback. Proving I'm old and he's not. Erica Bonagusti, one of the Hedol's Has It Pros. Stop and see him throughout North
I've
Dakota.
I've wrecked a few cars by 88.
Yeah, exactly. All throughout North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, and Minnesota, too. Back with Kevin Williams from the Great National Review. One of the reasons I'm a conservative is this iconic publication. So he has written the book, The Case Against Trump. I want to ask him in a moment some of the things we should be most worried about from a policy standpoint if he were president, and also how this might end politically in the short time we have left. But Dustin in Bismarck has a question on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. First, go ahead for Kevin Williams. Dustin.
Yeah, thank you. Say, I was just listening to his opening comments here, and it sounded an awful lot like the moderators from MSNBC attacking Trump on there. So, unless there's real substance to it. I mean, it sounded an awful lot like what they're doing over there.
All right, I'll go ahead and ask Kevin to address this, Dustin. Just hang on. So you're hearing that from a lot of people, right? That this is the Republican establishment, and that's why they're taking on Trump. Or it's, it's lefties, like Dustin referenced at MSNBC. It sounds the same as them. What do you say to that, Kevin?
Well, the argument is the argument, and the case is the case. The evidence is the evidence. That could be Joseph Stalin, and the case against Trump would be the case against Trump. So, I tend to dislike these half-formed criticisms of, well, that sounds like something someone at MSNBC would say. Well, maybe it does. Is it true or is it not true? Frankly, I don't find it a very interesting point of argument.
So give us what's true for Dustin's point. Okay, what could he factually, independently research policy-wise that most scares you about Donald Trump? One, two, or three?
Well, policy stuff. Since his main issue is immigration, it probably should enter the conversation that he doesn't actually seem to understand the immigration problem. Currently, most of our illegal immigrants don't come from Mexico. They come from elsewhere in Latin America, and they don't come by walking across the southern border. They come legally on visas through airports and other legal ports of entry, and then just don't leave when their visas are expired. So building a wall, which is something that should be done, is not going to actually solve that problem. There's a whole much larger problem there than that. And until you get serious about things like enforcement at the workplace, which is the real driver of this whole thing economically, you're not going to solve the problem. Because when you've got 50-odd percent of your illegals not coming by walking across the border, then sealing the border isn't going to do what you think it's going to do. So that's one thing. The second thing is we have an enormous financial problem related to our entitlements, namely Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Trump has more or less categorically refused to even think about reforming those things and has essentially zero understanding of what the real liabilities are there. And thirdly, of course, is foreign policy. We're in a very, very difficult state. We haven't had any kind of real foreign policy under the Obama administration. Our policy has been more or less not to have a policy. And we've got serious problems with non-state actors in the Middle East, our relations with China, a few things with our relations with some of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa and their economic development, which is of some interest to us, both economically and in terms of national security. And his, entire foreign policy program seems to be shouting harumph. I'm a really tough guy, and therefore Putin will respect me. That doesn't seem to be very likely.
Okay, Dustin, so there you go. That wasn't, it's interesting. You're saying the facts are the facts, so I hear you. We don't get much of that from the media, so I don't blame Dustin for being a little concerned. But anything quickly you want to say on any of those points, Dustin?
Well, I guess, if you would have started out with those facts to begin with instead of going after, you kind of the bashing of Trump first, if you lay out the facts first, people are more likely to listen to you. It's kind of like the whole MSNBC thing. People go out there and bash. You lose your audience. Nobody wants to listen to that. They already decided you don't like them, and that's where it comes from. Totally like to hear all the, the facts and everything. That's what everybody needs to hear, but it's kind of one of those things. If you call somebody a name before you sit down and have a conversation with them, probably not going to be much of a conversation. So what are you saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
God knows, in a conversation about Donald Trump, we could never say anything personal about someone. We've got to be shy and retiring and circumspect and show good manners in a conversation about Donald Trump. Yeah, because Trump never does anything like that. Trump never makes it about who it is. And Trump's entire campaign is about Trump being Trump. So it's a very reasonable thing to ask what sort of person this guy is. And the answer is not a very good one.
I think Dustin's saying don't lead with the Paris Hilton thing. Go ahead, Dustin, quickly.
Well, I think if that's your strongest argument is to call him out and to do what you just did.
It's going to be tougher to make the case. I get it. Kevin, we're going to have you back. This is great stuff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.